St. Cecilia Boys State High School basketball action on 1230 KHAS is brought to you in part by Mascotti Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jackson's Floor Service, Five Points Bank, Hastings Catholic Schools, Klein Insurance, Vaughn's Printers, Transportation Equipment Company, Seely's Body Shop, Custom Pack, Tice Auto Care, Pavelka Trucking, Auto Glass Experts, Burt's Drug Stores, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Jacoby's Carpet One and Home Flooring, Butler Vollen Funeral Home, Hastings Motor Sales, Ideal Electric, Benici Brothers Pizza, Jeans Repair and Sales, and Hastings Kino Sports Bar and Grill. Now let's go to the state tournament in Lincoln for Blue Hawk basketball action.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Pershing Auditorium. Randy Bushcutter here on KHAS Radio, bringing you coverage of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks as they begin their quest for a three-peat in earnest. As they mentioned in the pregame show, the Blue Hawks come in at 22-1. They'll be taking on Takema Herman. They come in with a record of 20-4 on the season. You take a look at the rosters and the schedules for these two teams, and there are some glaring differences across the board. St. Cecilia is going to be just a little bit bigger than Takema Herman, but what really stands out in my mind is the schedule that St. Cecilia has played is appreciably tougher than what Takema Herman has faced throughout the course of the regular season. These two teams do have two common opponents. Early in the season, it was St. Cecilia over Bishop Newman, 53-37. To make it here to the Pershing Center, Takema Herman ends the season for Bishop Newman with a 45-35 win. So they played at two different ends of the season, but both picked up fairly comfortable wins. The other common opponent, it was Boys Town. About midway through the season, St. Cecilia over the Cowboys 63-36. And just about 3 weeks ago, it was a two-point win for Takema Herman. For Takema Herman, the only team that's playing here in Lincoln at the Boys State Basketball Tournament that they have played this season was Humphrey St. Francis, and St. Francis, whom they beat by 8, is the number 3 seed in Class D1. So that is the only team from state that Takema Herman has played throughout the course of the year. We know how well St. Cecilia has played against some very tough opponents throughout the course of the season. A couple of wins against Grand Island Central Catholic, wins against Scott, and the like. So we know that St. Cecilia has been tested. We know St. Cecilia is the more experienced team. Takema Herman is making their first trip to the state basketball tournament since 1988, and St. Cecilia has won the last two Class C1 state championships. So a lot of things you look at on paper, you certainly would say St. Cecilia would have the advantage in this game against Takema Herman. But we don't play it on paper. We'll play it here on the floor of the Pershing Center, and we'll tip things off after we take this 1.5 minute long break.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back here to Pershing. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. We'll begin first of all for Takema and Herman. They are the Tigers. They're wearing purple and gold. As we mentioned, they are 20-4 on the season, and their starting lineup looks like this. Tyler Panko is a 6'5 senior. He's averaging 5.5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Kristen Andrew, a 6'4 senior, averages 5.5 points, 3 rebounds a contest. Jacob Bryant is a 6'5 senior. He's averaging right at 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. And the big guys are the big guns, are the big guys in the middle. Trevor Bryant is a sophomore. He is 6'4 and averaging 18.2 points and 6.5 rebounds. Anders Olsen, a 6'7 senior, is averaging a double-double. He's averaging 15.8 points and an even 11 rebounds a game for Takema Herman. And as we mentioned, they made it here after a tough 2-point win against Wisner Pilger in their sub-district final, and they won the district championship over Bishop Newman, 45-35. The head coach for Takema Herman is Stan Menke, and his assistant coaches are Jim Andrew, Scott Rosinski. Now for St. Cecilia, their starters look like this. They are 22-1 on the year, and Dalton Seeley leads a very veteran ball club. He is a 6'2 senior, averaging 14.2 points and 3.8 rebounds per ball game. Joe Ryan, a 6'2 senior, is averaging 5.2 points and about 2 rebounds a game. Paul Gettert, 6'4 senior, averaging right at 9 points and 8 rebounds a game. Bo Schwenka, the 6'2 senior, is averaging 8.7 points and 2 rebounds a contest. And Zach Stirrup, the 6'10 junior, the only underclassman to start. He'll start at the center position. He's averaging 12.7 points and an even 8 rebounds per ball game. Takema Herman will be the visitors. They are in their road purple uniforms with the gold numbers and trim and the tiger paw predominantly located on the side. And here for the Blue Hawks, they're being introduced here as they're just about ready to get things underway here at the Pershing Center. As we mentioned a little bit ago, the quest for a third straight state championship begins in earnest right here on KHAS Radio. We'll take one more break, and when we come back in 30 seconds, the tip between the Blue Hawks and the Tigers right after this.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
Well, you bring a team in that hasn't been to the state basketball tournament since 1988, and the folks from Takema Herman, very energetic for St. Cecilia. Well, you don't take it for granted, but this has been something these young men have experienced quite a bit, and a little bit more energy coming from the folks wearing purple versus the folks that have been here year in and year out here for St. Cecilia. As we mentioned, going for their third straight state championship. They have qualified for state 18 times in their career. For Takema Herman, this is only their second trip ever to the boys' state basketball tournament. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us here on KHAS Radio, 1230 Hastings, Nebraska. We're just about ready to go. And for Takema Herman, stepping to the jump circle is going to be Trevor Bryant. He'll be going up against Zach Stirrup, and we're just about ready to get underway here at the Pershing Center. And you can kind of tell the energy is in the air, and so is the ball. Tip controlled by St. Cecilia. Into the offensive zone is going to be Swenka. Swenka kicks it off right wing for Ryan. Off of the screen, now a little drive by Seeley. 15-foot jumper is good. First possession, good look at the hoop, and 2 points for the Blue Hawks to get things started. Kristen Andrew facing a little bit of pressure. Long pass up ahead. Gets it in the hands of Olsen. He's trapped in the corner by Stirrup, and it's a steal. Stolen away by Swenka, and Swenka then is fouled by Kristen Andrew, who wants to prevent the easy layup on the other end. Couldn't have started any better here for the Blue Hawks as they forced the Takema Herman turnover. And the first foul of the game whistled on Takema Herman. The Hawks inbound right in front of us. They kick it in for Seeley on the baseline. Enters it inside for Stirrup. He kicks it out. The catch now for Schwenka, and he'll get it right back out to Seeley. Seeley enters it inside. Stirrup baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, I believe, is off the hands of Gettert and out of bounds. Yes, it is. So it will be Takema Herman ball here. 7:24 to go here, early stages of the first quarter, as Takema Herman gets it in the hands of Jacob Bryant. Bryant will get the ball to Olson, and Olson will be picked up by Stirrup. Kind of interesting, the two post players bring the ball up court. Falling down, but passing in is Bryant. He'll get it out for Jacob Bryant, and a nice cut down low, and Anders Olson has the first 2 points of the game for Takema Herman. Tied at two in the early stages, and running right back at him is going to be St. Cecilia after the made basket. Ryan gives it to Seeley, top of the key, off of the screen. Ryan will now bounce pass it off on the right side for Schwenka, entered it inside for Stirrup. Stirrup backing in against Olson, will make a little post move, it rolls around, and good. Nice strong move with that left-handed shot by Zach Stirrup. Little baby hook there to get things started. And Christian Andrew will face pressure by Schwenka, bringing it in the offensive zone. 5 second count going on, so he has to dump the ball to Jacob Bryant. Bryant picked up there man-to-man by Ryan. Bryant now will drive that right side, kicks in the corner for his brother Trevor. The jumper's no good, and Zach Stirrup pulls down the rebound. Quickly up court come the Bluehawks. Ryan has in the offensive zone, kicks it out for Seeley. The trail three is no good. Offensive rebound, Gettert, and he scores! Paul Gettert with the offensive rebound, and it's 6-2 Bluehawks, and the pass stolen by Stirrup. No, it's taken back away by Christian Andrew. Andrew snuck in there, kept the possession going here for the Tigers. Torrid pace here in the early stages. Entry pass down low for Olson. Now kicking in the corner. Here's Jacob Bryant for three, and it's stuck on the side of the rim. Stuck between the glass and the rim. And right now, punching the ball is Zach Stirrup. He has clobbered it with a Thor hit a couple of times. He loosened it, and then it was tipped out of there by Anders Olson. You know, I do that with the jelly jar at my house. I'll loosen it, and then my wife will then. At least that's my story anyway. In any event, that is a jump ball. The opening tip was controlled by St. Cecilia, so it will be Takema Herman basketball. Entry pass for Olson. His shot's no good, but he's fouled. He got Stirrup up in the air. And so a couple of different times there, I have to say Anders Olson probably got the advantage of Zach Stirrup. So they got Stirrup in the air. He committed the foul. And that'll be the first on Zach Stirrup. The free throw, back of the iron, and no good for Anders Olson. Olson has all the Takema Herman's points, who trail it 6-2 with 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw up and perfect for Anders Olson. So a three-point ball game here in the early stages as Schwenka faces a double team, gets it to Gettert, and Gettert walked with it. Gettert was pressured by Christian Andrew, and that was a forced turnover. First turnover of the game for St. Cecilia. So Takema Herman will inbound it right at midcourt, and the pass is knocked loose by Gettert. Gettert will drive in with the left-handed layup. It's no good, but he's fouled. Paul Gettert with the tip at midcourt, drove in hard, didn't have the best angle in the world, but created a shot, and now he'll go to the line and shoot two. So Gettert on the season, about a 60% free throw shooter. It's 59.5 to be exact. And he certainly would like to get a little bit closer to 60 here with the free throw. It is up and good. That'll make your score 7-3 here. Bluehawks with 5:33 to go in the first quarter. Gettert's second free throw forthcoming on the way and hits a little bit of the rim as it goes through. Almost dead solid perfect. Good enough for the point. Panko gets the inbounds, and he'll get the ball to Olson. Olson, long pass, is caught at midcourt by Panko. Panko brings it across the timeline, drives to the baseline. Tough floater, no good. Rebound tip to Paul Gettert, and Gettert very quickly will get the ball up ahead. Schwenka on the run, the dip, it's tipped around, and it's going to be a foul whistled on the Tigers. Stirrup was doing a great job running the floor, hustling after the basketball, and it forced Christian Andrew to hit him on the arm to commit the foul to try to get his hands on the ball. So a foul here on the Tigers. And St. Cecilia will inbound it. Artie Gall is going to check into the game. Takema Herman, not a very deep ball club. They'll only go about two players off the bench, whereas St. Cecilia has a lot more depth. Durham on that left side is inside the three-point arc. They'll pass back around the perimeter. Top of the key here is Swenka. Tigers are going with a little bit of a sagging man-to-man. They are sagging off of Sturrup, who gets it at the free throw line, and he's going to use his dribble and now kick it back out here for Swenka. Swenka on the baseline, driving Seeley, reverse layup, good. Tough move by Dalton Seeley, and it's a seven-point lead for St. Cecilia and allows the press and the steal. Ryan drives, scores, and it's fouled. All that St. Cecilia pressure, it will cause Takema Herman to call a timeout before they try to finish the three-point play. Two-time defending state champs are looking pretty good. They lead it 12-3 with 4:38 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4600.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. And Takema Herman, head coach Dan Menke, seen enough. He wants to talk about how to handle this press, because Joe Ryan made the steal just a few moments ago, took about one strong dribble with it, laid it up and in after the steal. And now we'll try to finish off a three-point play. He cannot. And the rebound by Olsen. The foul, by the way, was on Jacob Bryant earlier. So into the offensive zone, become the Tigers. Gall, their first offensive trip. He'll take it top of the key, looking for a backdoor cutter. They'll kick it out. Baseline jumper by Bryant is good. Nice ball movement that time by the Tigers, and they get a nice open look, and they cut that lead down to seven. Paul Gettert has it, enters it in the lane for Stirrup. Stirrup, little ball fake, shot is up, and good. He got Olsen out of the way with the ball fake, and Stirrup went up strong and pushes that lead back out to nine. Again, St. Cecilia going man-to-man here, and hand-to-hand combat as Gall lost it. Pass back out to Olsen. Olsen gives it on the baseline. Driving is Bryant, and there's a foul in underneath. Well, Takema Herman is not intimidated. They're down by nine, but they're going right at St. Cecilia here. And they got the ball on that baseline, drove in hard, hit on the arm. Was Trevor Bryant as he put up the shot. So he'll go line and have two shots here. That's Dalton Seeley's first personal foul. The free throw is good for Bryant. So Trevor Bryant will have one more free throw coming up here. Of the two Bryant brothers, he's the youngest, but the most proficient offensively. He averages 18 points compared to only five for his older brother. Free throw is no good, and the rebound taken out there by Paul Gettert, his third of the game, unofficially. Philip Hamburger checked into the game during the free throw. He'll play the point right now, and he passes off to the right side for Matt Kissinger. Kissinger plays a little catch here with Seeley. Now right side, it's Gettert. Gettert looking in, and cutting through here is going to be Kissinger. Kissinger floater, no good. He went over the back trying to tip that rebound away from Olsen. So Anders Olsen, give him credit for the rebound as he was fouled by Kissinger. That'll be the third team foul here on the Blue Hawks, who lead it, check that, the fourth team foul on the Blue Hawks, who lead it 14-6. Artie Gall will get the inbounds, and again, St. Cecilia is going to go full court man-to-man here. Philip Hamburger, great pressure on the ball, and it's going to be a kick on the inside. I'm not sure if they're going to say it was Hamburger or Seeley that kicked it. Both of them tried. They both got through there. In any event, it'll be inbounded here by Takema Herman on their own baseline off of the infraction. Right side, Bryant's got the inbounds. He'll drive, float, shot over the top of Seeley. Good. That's a tough shot for Trevor Bryant, who's got five in the game. And a couple of quick buckets here by Takema Herman. They've cut the lead down to six with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Seeley on the right side kicks it between the circles for Matt Kissinger. Entry pass on the right wing here for Schwenke. They cycle through. Hamburger has it top of the key. Still has his dribble and has it knocked out of his hands, but he gets the ball back. Great effort. Now cutting is Gettert. Gettert dish on the inside and a foul. A hard foul, but they're going to say it's on St. Cecilia. going to say a player control foul or a walk. They're going to call the walk. Actually, there was a wall of humanity from my vantage point and the court, so I didn't get to see it. They're going to call the travel on St. Cecilia, only their second turnover unofficially of the game. Andy Method checked in a little bit ago for Takema Ehrman. He inbounds it for Gall. Gall will give it off on the right side for Jacob Bryant. Pass on the inside. It is broken up by Stirrup. Gives Stirrup the block on that shot on the baseline. So Stirrup back into the game and making his presence known. Philip Hamburg in the offensive zone kicks right wing for Swenka. Swenka going to drive the lane, kick it out. Open for three is Stirrup. He thought about firing off the three-pointer, and they'll give it to Hamburger instead. Between the circles, Consbrook, who checked in. Now they lob it inside here for Stirrup. Kicked out. Three-pointer for Swenka, and it's good. First three-pointer of the game here for St. Cecilia, and they have a nine-point lead. 17-8, right at the two-minute mark. Pass stolen away. Too long of a pass. Swenka makes the steal, and now the layup. I'm sure they're going to count the bucket. Yes, they do. He drove in on that left side, hit a contested layup after the steal. And another turnover for Takema Ehrman that turns into a layup on the other end. Unofficially, I have 7 points for St. Cecilia after they force the turnover, make the steal, and go in for the layup. And here, Swenka will try to add to that number as the Blue Hawks now lead it 19-8, minute 55 to go, quarter number one. Bo Swenka's free throw rolls around and is no good. Olsen with the rebound. And up ahead here is Takema Ehrman. With the dribble, there's going to be Jacob Bryant. Entry pass, and they're going to say that Gettert got him on the back. They tried to enter it down low. Gettert trying to get the steal, but he got a little bit of the back of Bryant in front of him. So the Tigers will inbound. Bryant in the lane, has the ball knocked loose. It's bouncing around. Andy Method gets it, kicks it left side. Bryant for three, and he hits the three. Jacob Bryant's first 3 points of the game makes it an eight-point ball game. Minute 35 to go here, quarter number one. Right wing, Joe Ryan enters it down low. Little turnaround jumper here by Gettert. Gettert had it knocked away. Ball rolling around through the legs of Philip Hamburger. Hamburger maintains possession, gets it to Ryan, who now throws it right side to Gettert. Off of a double screen, Schwenke will fire the three and hit a three. His second three-pointer of the game, an 11-point lead for St. Cecilia. And Bryant is fouled on that far sideline. A little block is going to be whistled against Joe Ryan. So that will even out the team fouls. Five for St. Cecilia, five for Takema Ehrman. And right now, everybody taking time, tying. I think some of those guys are untying their shoes just so they can have the time to tie them, because this game being played at a very torrid rate right now. With a minute 9 to go here in the first quarter. Joe Ryan whistled for the foul on that far side. That is just his first. So for St. Cecilia, they've been whistled for 5 fouls, but they're spread out among 5 different players. And pretty much the same story here for Takema Ehrman. So nobody in foul trouble here in the early stages. Bryant in the offensive zone. Passes it left side. Trevor Bryant, baseline drive, shot, rolls, no good. Tipped out there by Stirrup. Up ahead now is Swenka. Swenka, bounce pass for Seeley. Seeley, reverse layup, good. Just like that, St. Cecilia runs the floor and pushes the lead to 13. Long pass for Takema Ehrman. It's Panko who will kick it left side for Olsen. Back to Panko, now right wing Jacob Bryant. Entry pass knocked away by Gettert. Another turnover, and St. Cecilia this time doesn't have time to run. And head coach Kevin Asher with the number one over his head saying work the clock for the final shot here. And now St. Cecilia will face a little bit of pressure to make them kind of earn it. Takema Ehrman doesn't want them to just put the ball on their hip. So right now a little game of catch with Schwenke and Ryan. Schwenke now gives it to Seeley. He gets it in the game. 10 seconds to go. Seeley with the dribble. Entry on the elbow to Gettert, who kicks it back around to Seeley. 3 seconds left. Seeley drives off glass. No good. The tip at the buzzer. Good for Zach Stirrup. Stirrup makes it a 15-point lead after one quarter for St. Cecilia. And how about the offense, folks? The Blue Hawks, 26. The Tigers, 11. The second quarter right after this.
All day, every day. It's Benici Brothers large, 16-inch, single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large, 16-inch, single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386. 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Right now, St. Cecilia on a torrid pace offensively, mostly because of their defense. They forced unofficially six turnovers here in the first quarter, and as a result, many of those turned into layups on the other end. They lead it 26-11, and they have possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. Seeley, off of a screen, picks up his dribble now on the baseline, open his Gettert. Gettert jumper rolls around, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Olsen. And stirrup, Olsen wins that battle, and out to Kama Hermans on the run. Baseline drive by Bryant, blocked away by Stirrup. Second block of the game unofficially. Pass up ahead to Stirrup on the baseline, Swenka. Swenka is shut off there nicely by Jacob Bryant, and now backing in is going to be Stirrup, and Stirrup walked with it. Unofficially, St. Cecilia, their third turnover compared to now six for Kama Hermans. One of the differences in the game, when Tekema Herman turns it over, it turns into layups for St. Cecilia. I think all three St. Cecilia turnovers have been of a walk or a kick, some sort of a violation. Andrew has it between the circles, gives it to Bryant. Again, St. Cecilia going man-to-man, and I have no idea why they'd want to change as they look good. And now Christian Andrew hits a three-pointer. Quick ball movement by Tekema Herman. They hit the three, and it's a 12-point St. Cecilia lead. Ryan enters it on the baseline for Stirrup. He's out of the lane. He's looking through the lane for a cutter, and now he'll give it to Seeley at the free throw line. Seeley will drive. Shot off glass. No good. Rebound. Is it going to be saved by Stirrup? Yes, it is. Right in the hands of Gettert. Gettert drives. Shot blocked by Olsen. He was too far underneath the basket, and now Tekema Herman has it, and they can't quite run with it. With it, Bryant. He'll try a covered three top of the key. He forced that one up, and Zach Stirrup pulls down the rebound. They enter it in. Now Stirrup, 17 feet away, will kick the ball back out here for Seeley. Seeley works it up on the left side for Ryan. Between the circles, they get it to Zach Stirrup. Stirrup looking for a backdoor cut, had Seeley momentarily, but they give it to Ryan on that left side. From the free throw line, they'll give it to Swenka. Swenka will drive. Shot's no good, but there is a foul. Two shots coming up here for Bo Schwenka. 26-14 Blue Hawks over to Kama Herman. Other games going on right now. Norfolk leads Grand Island in Class A, 10-8 after one quarter. It's Randolph leading Overton, 18-12. That game is after one quarter. And it's 18-11 Axtell over Dundee County Stratton in Class C2. Free throw here, good for Schwenka. That now gives him 9 in the game. And the crowd quiets for Schwenka at the free throw line. Now the student body for Tekema Herman trying to make a little noise has no effect on Schwenka as he hits the free throw. And they've doubled it up. St. Cecilia leads it 28-14. Law pass up ahead for Olsen. Olsen kicks it out. Thought about getting it to Andrew. They'll give it up on the right side for Bryant. And Bryant will hit the three. Jacob Bryant's second three-pointer of the first half. 28-16. Right wing, Seeley has it. He's looking inside for Stirrup. Stirrup now is just going to set a screen. We'll pick and roll here. Seeley is going to drive. The shot, no good. Olsen with the rebound. He actually needed to miss that one a little bit harder because Stirrup was there for a putback, but it didn't quite get to him. On the baseline, jumper by Bryant. It's no good, and over the back is going to be Tyler Panko. So Panko is going to be whistled for the foul on the rebound that was pulled out of there by Schwenka. That'll be 17 fouls, I believe. Yes, it will. We're going to go shoot a one and one. So Bo Schwenka will step to the line for the front end here. He is a 76% free throw shooter. And he is about there here in the game. He's 2 out of 3 so far. He'll be right at his season average if he hits this one. And he does. That'll earn him the bonus. So Schwenka, 11 points in the game. Blue Hawks lead at 29-16 as St. Cecilia leads to Kamer Herman here in Class C1. Second free throw, perfect. And in for the Blue Hawks, going to be Jordan Consbrook. He'll come in for Zach Stirrup. Pace of the game slowed down just a little bit, but 30 points with 5.5 minutes to go. That's pretty good offense for St. Cecilia here. And now an unforced error by Jacob Ryan. He tried a little jump stop and ended up kind of sliding to a stop. So that'll be another Takema Herman turnover. So St. Cecilia up by 14. And again, you don't take anything for granted. You keep your foot on the gas. With the ball, Consbrook. Consbrook now will kick it off. Now they get it back inside for Consbrook. Oh, he tries a tough left-handed layup. No good. Rebound by Gettert. Gettert has his shot blocked by Olsen. Olsen's second block of the game. Gettert with 4 rebounds, but no points to show for it on that possession. Pass in the corner for Andrew Method. Method gets it down low for Bryant. Bryant with the shot up and good. Trevor Bryant catching a great pass by Method right on the baseline. And after the catch was made, the bucket was easy. Schwenka faces a little pressure by Method at half court. They'll get it to Seeley. Pass thrown behind Seeley, and that'll be a St. Cecilia turnover. Only their fourth of the game. Slowly offense, his own is Jacob Bryant. He'll kick it off right side for Andrew. He'll fire a 35-foot jumper that's short by about a foot and a half. And Ryan comes down with a rebound as it barely even hit the iron. Seeley gives it off right side. Schwenka 15 feet away. Jumper is good. Bo Schwenka is feeling it. He pushes the lead back out to 14, 32-18, 4:05 to go here before halftime. Bryant on the baseline, picks up his dribble, right back out here for Christian Andrew. Andrew on the high post to Anders. Anders Olsen will kick it now left side for Jacob Bryant. Bryant looking inside for his brother, and now they'll get it out top of the key as Trevor Bryant moved out there. His three's no good, and the rebound by Paul Gettert. Quickly up court, shot no good for Ryan as he almost got that to squeeze in there, but he was hit on the arm, so he'll shoot two. And again, St. Cecilia, one pass, they're looking up court. You know, they get that quick outlet near midcourt, and then one more pass down court, and they're up court in about 2.5 seconds. Ryan will try to finish off this possession with at least 1 point. He'll shoot twice here. The first one's up and good. Ryan on the season, a 68.8% free throw shooter. The foul, by the way, on Christian Andrew was his third. So Takema Herman has a little bit of foul trouble. He's got 3 of the 18 fouls for Takema Herman. The free throw rolls around, no good, and rebound by Anders Olsen. So Olsen, the 6'7 center for Takema Herman, gets possession of the basketball. Now it's in the hands of Panko on the right side, well behind the three-point arc. And he's hassled there by Paul Gettert. They'll get it back out on the right side here for Jacob Bryant. In the lane, a little floater for Anders Olsen. Olsen couldn't get the shot to fall. Coming out of there with it was Joe Ryan. And Ryan now will get it out to Philip Hamburger. Hamburger off of a screen, now on the left side. He's used up his dribble, and he'll enter it inside. Post move, off glass, shot no good for Consbrook. Rebound tipped by Consbrook. Out to Seeley for 3. Who hits the 3? 9 points in the game for Dalton Seeley. And again, the Blue Hawks have doubled up the Tigers. Now they lead it 36-18. Tell you what, Tigers aren't playing bad. St. Cecilia is looking phenomenal. On the elbow, Olsen's jumper, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Philip Hamburger. Hamburger quickly up court, passes it to Ryan about 60 feet. Ryan drives, and we got a foul on Takema Herman. Anders Olsen just couldn't keep up with Joe Ryan, so he slid as Ryan drove in. Actually, Olsen was down there, but couldn't get quite far enough, so he slid, and there'll be two shots coming up here for Joe Ryan. Ryan just out-quicked the big man. Free throw up and good for Ryan. He's now 2 for 4 from the free throw line. That is under his season average. We mentioned he's about a 69% free throw shooter. 37-18, St. Cecilia over to Kamer Herman here with 2:36 to go before halftime. Second free throw, no good. There's one chink in the armor so far for St. Cecilia. They have not shot free throws especially well. Gall has it in the offensive zone, gives it to Olsen. Olsen, long pass off the hands of Andy Method and out of bounds. Kamer Herman with another turnover here. And St. Cecilia, they're the ones playing with the energy. We talked about all the energy that Kamer Herman came in with. Very loud crowd. First time they've been at a state basketball tournament in 22 years. Very energetic. Well, St. Cecilia has taken the folks wearing purple out of the game. Gettert has it top of the key. Enters it down low. Stirrup, post move, good. Turnaround jumper, Zach Stirrup. And he adds to the lead. 21-point lead here for St. Cecilia. Here's a quick three-pointer by Jacob Bryant. No good. Rebound by Gettert. Gettert slowly into the offensive zone, slows it down, and gives it to Ostrander. Simon Ostrander will kick the ball back out for Hamburger. Hamburger, 15-foot jumper, off glass, good, and he was fouled. They tried to block him from behind, and all they got was the arm after Hamburger hit it off glass. I think Hamburger sensed the pressure that was coming, and maybe shot a little bit harder than he normally would have, but it was a pretty-looking bank shot from the free-throw line. Timeout to Kamer Herman after the foul on Andy Method. 41-18, minute 48 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Mascotti Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings would like to congratulate the St. Cecilia boys basketball team on making it to the state tournament. PTSR has been serving South Central Nebraska for over 17 years. Their experienced and caring staff provides the best rehab experience for all types of injuries or conditions. Convenient hours are available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and a free Saturday sports clinic is offered to area athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. Stop by 207 South Burlington or call 402-462-8824. You may also visit their website at ptsrhastings.com. Choose Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. Go Bluehawks.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Again, some updates for you. Last report, Norfolk leading Grand Island in Class A. They're now in the second quarter, 10-8. The Panthers with the lead over the Islanders. It's Overton trailing Randolph, 18-12 after one. And Axtell with an 18-11 lead over Dundee County Stratton. Here the free throw is up and no good for Hamburger. Rebound is taken out of there by Olsen. So Hamburger can't quite finish off the three-point play, but it's still 41-18, minute 40 to go. Pass down low, cutting up is Bryant, shot no good. Fighting for the rebound is Olsen, but Olsen has it tied up by Paul Gettert. They'll move the possession arrow on the held ball, and the basketball will belong here to Kamer Herman. So the Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. Down by 23. And again, it's relatively quiet here at the Pershing Center. Bryant on the baseline, 5-second count going on. Great pressure there by Simon Ostrander on the inbounds, but they do get the ball in for Gall, and then Gall has it tipped away. Matt Kissinger comes up with the basketball. So Hamburger will bring in the offensive zone, minute 22 to go. Off the screen, Ostrander hands it, enters it down low for Stirrup, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kissinger has it. Kissinger's looking on the inside, still has his dribble. Gets it to Ostrander. Now driving on this side is going to be Hamburger, and Hamburger's foul. That's going to be now 11 team fouls on Kamer Herman. So two free throws coming up here for Phil Hamburger. So this is the double bonus time for St. Cecilia, and Hamburger will shoot two. He's a 56% free throw shooter, and that's about what he's shooting in the game. He's now 1 out of 2 from the line. He's got 3 points in the game. The foul, by the way, on Panko is his third. So a couple of starters with 3 fouls here for Takema Herman. And as we mentioned, they are not very deep. Second free throw by Hamburger is also good. So he's got 4 in the game. And a 43-18 advantage here for the Blue Hawks. It was 26-11 after one quarter. And this second quarter has been all Blue Hawks. Not that the first quarter wasn't. Driving is Gall. Gall passes it up ahead. Falling out of bounds is Olsen. Olsen gets it up ahead here to Kissinger. Kissinger to Ostrander. Ostrander will drive. Dish open in the corner is Hamburger. The three, no good. And the rebound by Olsen. Takema Herman now. They're going to run. Pass up ahead. Nice catch by Bryant. And Bryant lays it up and in. Trevor Bryant looking like a tight end. Catching it on the post pattern just right over the shoulder. One dribble up and in. But it's still a 23-point lead here for St. Cecilia. They're going to milk the clock. They're going to look for their last shot here as Matthew Kissinger playing a little catch with Ostrander. They get Hamburger involved in the game. They double-team Hamburger. They get it to Ostrander. And we've got, I think, a push they're going to call on Simon Ostrander. Kind of turned around and hit the Takema Herman player with his elbow. And so that'll be a player control foul with 16.6 to go. In a sense, that's a turnover on St. Cecilia, even though technically it's a foul on Simon Ostrander. 16 seconds to go, and here comes Takema Herman in the offensive zone. Artie Gall will give it right wing for Olsen. He's well behind the three-point arc. Bad pass and stolen away. Trying the layup here is Kissinger. It is up and good with 2.1 to go, and we got a foul. What a great drive after the steal by Matthew Kissinger. And the foul on number 15, Derek Gall. Check that, it's Method who's whistled for the foul. Andrew Method, that'll be his second. So a chance here for Kissinger to finish off a three-point play. Free throw is up and good with 2 seconds to go. Tigers inbound it. They get it into Bryant's hands. Bryant's from three-quarter court. It is short, and that'll do it. And down on the ground is Jacob Bryant. Bryant, when he came down, may have landed on a St. Cecilia player's foot. But he's gimping right now. Jacob Bryant hobbling off, and we'll see if he can play. He's putting a little bit more weight on it. We hope he's okay. They'll have time to work on it because we're heading to the locker room. Blue Hawks in control. Hastings, St. Cecilia, 46. And Takema Herman, 20. We're at halftime. We'll take a look at the numbers when we come back right after this.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan Smart Strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan Smart Strand Carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
Now's the time to insure your spring-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Frequently, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home receives positive comments from local families, even letters of appreciation. And Mike and son John Butler and their caring professionals know how to make the difference. Their sensitivity to people and their attention to detail helps create a seamless flow and a celebration of life. They offer the full range of funeral choices with the full service advantage. Pre-arrange with us today.
Livingston Butler Vaughan. Your need is greatest.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. The Takema Herman dance team performing here at halftime. Of course, they're all smiles, but they might be the only ones wearing purple in the building right now with a smile on their face because St. Cecilia right now cutting through Takema Herman like a hot knife through butter. It's the Blue Hawks 46 and Takema Herman 20 here at halftime. I'm Randy Buschcutter. Glad you could join us here from the Pershing Center, and we'll check some of the other scores that we have for you from around the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Before we give you some of the individual numbers here for Takema Herman, let's get you caught up on what has happened today. These are the final scores that we have for you right now. It was South Sioux City in Class B getting things started with a fairly comfortable win over Sydney, a final of 67-55. And then six-seeded Walston ends the season for Adams Central 54-42. So the Patriots end their season at 20-4 on the year. In Class C1, second-seeded Chandron, the number one team in terms of ratings, but the second seed, they had a 41-32 win over Wilbur Claytonia, a game that really wasn't that close, and a come-from-behind effort from the Minden Whippets. The number six seed ends the season for Fall City, a final in that one of 46-41. So this will be a rematch of a district final play between Minden and Chandron. This time the winner will play for the state championship. That game will be tomorrow morning at 9. In Class D1, it was top-seeded Freeman with a fairly comfortable win over Sandhills Thedford, 54-43. It was Emerson Hubbard over Humphrey, 56-39. So one semifinal is already set in Class D1. One D2 semi is also set up as Heartland Lutheran. A nice effort today against Ewing, but it was Ewing with a 58-43 win. So the Red Hornets had their first ever trip to the Boys State Basketball Tournament, ended here by Ewing, 58-43. And in overtime, Hay Springs had a couple of shots at the end of regulation. Well, it worked out for them because they still won in overtime, 69-66, as Hay Springs gets the win over Giltner. And in action right now in Class A, Norfolk and Grand Island, two-point lead for Norfolk, the last report. In Class D1, it was Randolph over Overton by six after one quarter, and we should be getting a halftime score for you here in just a few moments. And on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM out of Kearney, Axtell with the lead over Dundee County Stratton 18-11 at last report. Here at halftime, it is Takema Herman trailing St. Cecilia, comfortable win here, lead rather, for St. Cecilia, and it's 46-20 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the team numbers and the individual numbers for both the Tigers and the Bluehawks right after this.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill is Hastings' biggest and most exciting sports bar. Join your friends for daily drink and food specials. They're open 7 days a week and offer a full menu of steaks, seafood, sandwiches, pizza, charburgers, wraps, and salads. Enjoy high payout Keno and watch your favorite team on the most HD TVs in town. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center at St. Cecilia with a comfortable lead over Takema Herman. It is 46-20 here at intermission. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, with the individual numbers here for Takema Herman. Leading the way for them, Trevor Bryant has 9 points here at intermission. Jacob Bryant, his brother, has five at the break, including a three-pointer. A three-pointer for Christian Andrew and Anders Olsen with the other 3 points. That was the traditional variety of 3 points, one free throw off of two shots, and also a regular two-point bucket. So two out of four from the free throw line for Anders Olsen, and he has 3 points here at intermission. Only four players scoring for Dekamer Herman, all of them in single digits. One reason why they trail it here at halftime, 20-46. Leading the way for St. Cecilia, already in double digits, is Bo Schrenka. He has 14 points, including a couple of three-pointers. Dalton Seeley's hit a three-pointer. He has 9 points at the break. Joe Ryan with four. Paul Gettert with four. Zach Stirrup with 6 points. And off the bench, Philip Hamburger has 4 points. Also, Matt Kissinger with 4 points here at intermission. Once again, a 26-11 lead after one quarter for the Blue Hawks. And St. Cecilia leads here in intermission, 46-20. And we have some other updates for you from around Lincoln in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. At last report, they are at halftime as Norfolk now starting to cruise against Grand Island. The top-seeded Panthers lead it over Grand Island 32-16 at intermission. And St. Cecilia, as we mentioned here, comfortable lead over Dekamer Herman, 46-20. It's Randolph with a 29-24 lead over Overton in Class D1. And in Class C2, it is Axtell all over Dundee County Stratton. At the break, it is 41-20. Axtell with the lead over Dundee County Stratton. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the team numbers for St. Cecilia and Dekamer Herman. And trust me, they're all going to point the way of the Blue Hawks when we come back right after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Mortar-Strauss. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. A 46-20 lead here for St. Cecilia over Dekamer Herman. The team numbers, as we mentioned, all pointing towards St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks, 16-27 from the field. They're shooting 59% from the field. They have out-rebounded Dekamer Herman 16-8. They've turned the ball over five times, but Dekamer Herman, they've turned it over 10 times. The Blue Hawks have 8 steals here in the first half compared to only 1 for Dekamer Herman. Three-pointers, not too many have been shot by St. Cecilia, but a great shooting percentage. They are 3 of 4 from behind the arc, where Dekamer Herman is 2 of 7. That's 29%. And from the free throw line, after a somewhat of a slow start, St. Cecilia has kind of warmed up a little bit. They are 11 of 16. 69% from the free throw line. Dekamer Herman only 2 of 4. And a couple of blocks for St. Cecilia, 1 for Dekamer Herman. Dekamer Herman 8 of 20 from the field. They are shooting 40% here in the ball game. And again, one of the numbers that really jumps out at me is 8 steals by St. Cecilia. And that really has led to 8 layups on the other end of the court. Now, a couple of those was a foul, so not really a shot, and they had to get their points from the free throw line. But St. Cecilia has scored, I think it's 10 or 11 points from their fast break caused by those steals. And as a result, that's really given them a nice little cushion and have taken Dekamer Herman out of their game as the Blue Hawks lead it here at intermission 46-20. We're going to take one last one-minute break, and when we come back, the third quarter between St. Cecilia and Dekamer Herman right after this timeout.
Everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings wishes the St. Cecilia and Adams Central teams good luck at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. and good luck to the Hastings College teams at the national tournaments. Burt's continues its professional, friendly service. It's great service, including free delivery 6 days a week. And please use the convenient drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
It's not too early to be thinking about spring lawns, and Jeans Repair and Sales in Hastings wants to tell you about the new standard in zero-turn mowers, the Hustler Sport. With a price of $3,099 and low monthly payments available for qualified buyers, the Hustler Sport is the most productive, toughest-built mower ever offered for the homeowner. It may well be the last mower you'll ever need. Call 462-8757 or stop at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings, and test drive the Hustler Sport today.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I'm glad you could join us this afternoon for high school basketball here on KHAS, and you might want to get some caffeine in you or maybe take a little nap, because after 9 o'clock tonight, Mike will have coverage of Hastings College men's basketball from Branson, Missouri in the national tournament. Again, that'll be tonight right here on KHAS. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Happy you could join us here from the Pershing Center in St. Cecilia. We'll have possession of the basketball first to start the third quarter, so they'll have the opportunity to add to their 26-point lead here to start things off in quarter number three at the Pershing Center. Again, St. Cecilia going for a three-peat, and right now they are looking like the team to beat, no doubt about it. Seeley will get it off on the left side for Schwenke. Back out to Seeley. Seeley for three. Why not? He rattles home a three-pointer, and he's got 12 in the game now. And that makes it a 49-20 lead here for St. Cecilia. Entry pass down low for Bryant. Little floater, no good. Seeley pulls down the rebound. Blue Hawks want to run. On that far sideline, Schwenke has it. Pulls up from the elbow. Now he's going to back out top of the key. Kicks right side for Stirrup, and then they flip it back out for Schwenke. And Schwenke, as he made the catch, took a little extra step with it, apparently, because that'll be a St. Cecilia turnover. Unofficially, six turnovers now on St. Cecilia here in the game. But unlike Takema Herman, if St. Cecilia turns it over, and they haven't done it much, if they do, it usually doesn't turn into a layup on the other end. Only one steal here for the Tigers compared to eight for St. Cecilia. Great pass down low, though. Panko snuck in the back door, and he gets his first 2 points of the game. That pass was from near midcourt, right on the money to Tyler Panko. Give a great assist there for Bryant. So on the baseline drive, here's Schwenke, a little floater up and good. He's got 16. He just took it on that right sideline. Didn't hit the glass, and he didn't hit the rim either. It just went right through the net. Nice little floater in the lane. Dribbling is Christian Andrew. Andrew picked up by Schwenke. On the baseline driving here, Trevor Bryant. Bryant is shut off, has his pocket picked by Dalton Seeley. And Seeley passed up ahead. That great extra pass. Layup up and good by Schwenke. Getter caught it on the fly, didn't hardly touch it. He just tipped it right ahead to Schwenke, and Schwenke lays it up and in. Great ball movement there by the Blue Hawks. Now the entry pass on the right side. Getter knocks it out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball inbounded right in front of us. They get it to Panko. He'll fire a three. Back of the iron and no good. Seeley with the rebound, and here come the Blue Hawks flying down court. Schwenke is going to drive, lays it up and in. Just found a little seam. He lays it up and in. He's got six straight points, and it's 55-22 Blue Hawks. Timeout to Kama Herman. A 33-point lead for the Hawks. We're back after this.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
1230 KHAS.
So 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. And if Takema Herman was going to make a comeback, they were going to have to get a good start to the third quarter. Well, it's been St. Cecilia that probably has thrown the knockout punch. They have outscored them 9-2 here in the early stages, and they just forced another turnover. Good hands there by Paul Gettert to knock the ball loose. Ryan comes up with it. He'll give it to Schwenke. Schwenke gets it down low for Stirrup. Stirrup, post move, good. He's got 10 in the game. Nice little drive, and then the jump stop just leaned out there and hit it up and in. So Schwenke Well, they're perfect so far here in the game. 5 for 5, and now Stirrup forces another turnover. Bounce pass over to Schwenka. Left-handed layup, no good. It's a miss. It's a miss, and Takema Herman is able to work the ball up court quickly, and Olsen is fouled by Joe Ryan. St. Cecilia didn't know what to do. They hadn't missed a shot in quite a while, and in any event, the rebound is ran out with by Takema Herman, and they got the ball up ahead to Olsen, and Olsen fouled as he tried the layup. So he's going to shoot two here with 5:27 to go, third quarter. And his free throw, a bit of a line drive, but it is good. The foul, by the way, was on Joe Ryan. That is his second. So Olsen will shoot one more time here. That one a little bit more traditional looking, and that one is perfect. 33-point lead here, though, for St. Cecilia. Off of a screen, dribbling is Bo Schwenka. Schwenka kicks left side for Seeley. Seeley drives, has the ball knocked out of his hands by Takema Herman. It will be St. Cecilia basketball. Trevor Bryant knocked the ball away on the drive up. No foul, but he was the last to touch it. Wasn't a foul, and it also wasn't a block. Entry pass, though, goes to Seeley. Seeley kicks it back out. Here's Schwenka. Schwenka from 15 feet up and good. He's got 22 in the game. And a 33-point lead here for the Blue Hawks. Entry pass knocked up ahead to Joe Ryan. Ryan with the steal, kicks in the corner for Schwenka. Back to Ryan. Ryan gives it a right side. Here's three by Seeley. Back the iron and no good. Rebounded by Gettert. Gettert gives it inside. Stirrup. Bucket is good. He's got 12 in the game. And Kevin Asher looking down his bench, and we're going to have some substitutions coming up here pretty shortly. Panko on the right side between the circles. They give it to Olsen. Olsen on the right wing for Christian Andrew. He'll give it in the corner. Three-pointer up and good. Nope. Bryant had his foot on the line. So Trevor Bryant, that's a long deuce. And he has 11 in the game. Schwenka will face a little bit of pressure. Back to Schwenka after he gave it to Seeley. On the baseline, Gettert has it. Skip pass, driving to Seeley. Little jumper in the lane, good. Dalton Seeley put the ball on the floor, drove around, and hit a nice little floater from just inside the free throw line. 4 minutes to go here, third quarter. Blue Hawks in control, 63-26. Posting up is Olsen. He'll try to shoot over the top of Stirrup. Olsen hits the deck. There were three white jerseys down there, and they're going to call the foul on Seeley. That'll be the second on Seeley. By the way, we mentioned at the end of the second quarter, Jacob Bryant landed on a Blue Hawks foot as he tried a three-quarter court shot. They have heavily taped that right ankle of his. He is out there. I would not say he's 100%, though. And they've taped it outside of the normal taping that they've done outside of the sock. So I think there was some swelling in there, and they did not want to loosen anything up, so they just taped over the top of it. The free throw, by the way, for Olsen was no good. He has one more coming up here, and that one is good. Gettert will inbound for St. Cecilia and get it to Philip Hamburger, checked in during the stoppage of play. And they'll kick it off left side for Chase Bassett, and who also checked in. Gettert back to Bassett. Bassett kicks in the right side. A little ball fake there by Kissinger, who also checked in. They have pretty good wholesale substitutions here between the circle. Bassett has it. Enters it down low for Gettert. Gettert floater in the lane. He'll score, and now we'll head to the line. A little floater in the lane, a little right-handed bunny hook, and he was hit on the head after he released the ball, but before he landed. So they'll give him credit for the bucket and a chance to finish the three-point play here. 65-27. Jordan Consbrook checks in the game here for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks picking up the personnel with all the changes. And now Gettert will try to finish the three-point play. And it is no good. Rebounded by Olsen. Olsen with 8 rebounds in the game. And in the offensive zone, Artie Gall. Gall, entry pass on the baseline for Olsen. Finding a cutter in the lane, and now a foul as Trevor Bryant put his head down and was driving, but he had an angle, and he drew the body contact against St. Cecilia on the shot. So Bryant will come to the line and shoot two. He's got 11 in the game. And that's only the second team foul whistled here on St. Cecilia. Free throw was up and good. Two personal fouls on Paul Gettert. And I don't think Coach Asher right now is worried about anybody's foul trouble wearing a St. Cecilia jersey. Free throw is no good. Pulling down the rebound in the corner is Consbrook. And Consbrook will kick the ball up ahead. On the run is Hamburger. Hamburger has it between the circles. And with 3:05 to go, we'll set up the offense, kicking right side to Kissinger. Kissinger, entry pass down low, posting up there is going to be Gettert. Gettert shot no good. And on the run, after the rebound by Olsen, comes to Kamer Herman. They're slowed down a little bit. So Bryant in the offensive zone kicks it off right side for Panko. Panko, that's a tough three. It's no good. Olsen with the rebound and then the foul. Olsen pulls down the rebound and went right back at the teeth of that St. Cecilia defense. And there's going to be a push whistled in underneath. I think that'll go against Consbrook. It is on Consbrook, his first personal foul. And the free throw by Olsen is up and good. My official statistician happens to be my son. He says that there's 10 rebounds by Anders, and the rebound is pulled out of there by Consbrook. So Consbrook will end the possession here for Takema Herman, and St. Cecilia will try to pad their 65-29 lead. Pass on the left side. Chase Bassett had it, and he actually was fouled fairly hard by Tyler Panko. And Panko wasn't being dirty by any stretch of the imagination, but he is a little frustrated. And after the fouls whistled on him, he's going to check out of the game. Three team fouls here on Takema Herman. And inbounding it is Hamburger. Off of the screen now between circles, Matt Kissinger has it. He'll give it up on the left side for Consbrook. Consbrook kicks it right back out here for Hamburger. Driving a little jump stop by Kissinger, and he'll kick the ball back out. St. Cecilia right now being pretty patient, and they'll just get the ball right back out to Hamburger. Philip Hamburger is going to reset things. Right side to Gettert. He's got top of the key. And there's Bassett. Bassett will give it to Kissinger. And we've got a hold. Whistle on to Kamer Herman. That'll be on Gall. Been a fair amount of contact and not a lot of contact on that last foul, but they do call the foul here. So St. Cecilia will inbound it at the end of their bench. Ryan Sheehy going to check in here for the Bluehawks. So Sheehy comes in. Hamburger will get the inbound. As Coach Asher is giving most of his regulars a little bit of a break here. Great drive by Kissinger. Lays it up and in. Wow, what a scoop shot around that left side as Kissinger now has five in the game. Dribbling is Gall. Gall kicks it in the corner. Nobody there, but tracking it down is Olsen. Olsen gets it at the high elbow by to Bryant. Bryant will drive and score. Trevor Bryant, that's a pretty move. He's got 14 in the game and will try to add to it as he was fouled. And Jacob Bryant, you can still see there's a hitch in his giddy-up. He's checking back into the game here for Takema Herman. Blue Hawks lead at 67-31. Minute 40 to go here, third quarter. So pencil in St. Cecilia into the state semifinals. We'll take on the winner of the next game coming up here in just a little bit, Norfolk Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Consbrook with the rebound, gets it up ahead to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander gives it to Philip Hamburger. Hamburger picks up his dribble, facing some pressure, gives it off left side for Matt Kissinger. Kissinger off of the screen set by Sheehy, still has it behind the three-point arc, and he'll pass it back out here for Hamburger. He used up his dribble, and now Hamburger will take it off on the left side. He'll drive, jump stop, gives it in to Kissinger. Kissinger, a lot of contact, but he handles it and backs out with it off of the drive, and then there's another foul whistled in underneath. They're going to call the reach on Gall, and there was a pretty good collision at the end of it. So Artie Gall whistled for the foul, I believe. And we'll have, that's now, I believe, the fifth team foul on Takema Herman. So that'll be on Artie Gall. That's his third. St. Cecilia inbounds for Ostrander, and Ostrander is held by Andy Method. Kind of mentioned a little bit of this in the pregame, that Takema Herman is not appreciably deep, and many of their starters, with their team down by 36, many of the starters for both teams are giving way to some of the other kids out there. And I think as a result, we're seeing a little bit sloppier basketball on the Tecumseh-Herman side because, as we mentioned, we thought St. Cecilia was a little bit deeper, and I certainly would say that appears to be true. Consbruck in the lane, gives it to Kissinger. Kissinger floater, no good. Consbruck had it, fallen down and started to get his dribble going, and he actually dribbled on the baseline. Pretty heads-up play there by Consbruck, even though it is a turnover. 53.7 to go here, third quarter, 67-31. This game never really in doubt. St. Cecilia started on a torrid pace, scoring 26 points in the first quarter, and Tecumseh-Herman just could not keep pace. And we got a block before the shot, driving through Artie Gall, and he was fouled on his way to the rack, and he was fouled well before he put up a shot. It's going to be on, I didn't see who they gave it to, and they scoreboard says number 13, but right now St. Cecilia doesn't have a number 13 out there. Driving up is going to be Olsen. Olsen kicks it back out here for Bryant. Bryant back inside for Olsen. His layup no good. Offensive rebound by Sheehy. Check that defensive rebound by Sheehy, and he'll get the ball to set the St. Cecilia offense. 30 seconds to go here, third quarter, and with it is Ostrander. Ostrander playing a little catch with Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up on the left wing here for Simon Ostrander. Ostrander will drive 15 feet away. Now he's going to reset things. St. Cecilia is going to milk the clock for the last shot. They've done this each of the last two quarters. Ostrander has it. Again, between the circles. Off of a screen, left wing, they give it to Hamburger. His long jumper, no good. 6 seconds left as it's rebounded by Bryant. Bryant in a little bit of trouble. They get the ball to Olsen, and they get it to half court, but not before the buzzer sounds. So three quarters are in the book, and St. Cecilia with a 67-31 lead over Tecumseh-Herman. The fourth quarter after this.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Well, you can pencil in the two-time defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia into one of the C1 semifinals tomorrow because they lead at 67-31 as we start the fourth quarter here. Tecumseh-Herman has the basketball. Bryant playing a little catch with Artie Gall. Gall will set a little bit of a, will come off a little screen, and the pass on the inside tipped around. On the baseline, jumper by Andy Method is no good. Tracking it down in the corner is Anders Olsen, and Olsen would kick it out here for Gall. Gall back on the inside, stirrup with the block as Olsen has it. Olsen gets the ball back, and he hits the shot. St. Cecilia has their starters out there, but I think this is just going to be a brief appearance, a little cameo here in the fourth quarter. Schwenke has it. Will drive on the left side for Ryan. Ryan looking to get the ball in to Seeley. He does. Seeley in the lane. Bounce pass in for Stirrup. And Stirrup has a shot blocked by Olsen. And the pass knocked around. Coming up with it is Joe Ryan. Ryan kicks it out. Jumper no good. Stirrup gets the rebound. Gets it back out here to Seeley. And on the little jump stop, Schwenke has his pass tip. But Seeley has it. They'll give it right side for Ryan. Entry pass inside for Stirrup. And Stirrup strong off the glass. It's good. 14 points in the game here for Zach Stirrup, and it's 69-33. Again, for St. Cecilia, the starters are out there, Seeley, Ryan, Gerrit, Schwenke, and Stirrup. But again, I think this is just a cameo. Olsen has it. They sat out much of the third quarter with that big lead. Artie Gall has it on the left side, picked up defensively by Schwenke. And a gold tough shot over the top of Schwenke. It's rebounded by Seeley. And Seeley may have been poked in the eye a little bit, but he gets the ball out for Schwenke. Schwenke, a little floater, no good. Over the back, and they're going to call a foul on Anders Olsen. Olsen, looking around like, what'd I do? It's one of those things that's that traditional over-the-back call. He went over the back. He just didn't think he made any contact because he went over the top of Schwenke. And he is appreciably taller, especially with those long arms, than Schwenke. But they called the push as he went over the back. Inbounded for Stirrup. Driving is Seely. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Gettert. Gettert's shot won't fall. It's tipped around. Last touch by a Blue Hawk and out of bounds. So Tekema Herman will have possession of the basketball here. Let's get you updated on some of the other scorers from the Boys State basketball tournament. They're now in the fourth quarter as Norfolk right now, the number one seed in Class A. They're rolling Grand Island 58-32. And it is a three-point lead for Overton over Randolph 40-37. Quick little jumper there for Bryant for Tekema Herman as Trevor Bryant has two more. And one other score for you. It's a 30-point lead for Axtell over Dundee County, 63-33, as the top-ranked team in Class C2 with the big lead there. Stirrup in the lane. Gets a nice pass. He lays it up and in. Stirrup now 16 in the game. And a 36-point St. Cecilia lead. And I'll tell you what, Tekema Herman has not played that poorly. Shot by Olson. Somehow Stirrup does not block the shot. He had great position, and Olson hits it high off the glass. It's in. Dribbling through traffic is Bo Schwenke. Schwenke gives it to Seely. Seely reverse layup, no good. Rebound tipped right back out to Seely. He'll fire the three, and it's good. 17 in the game for Dalton Seely. And right now, St. Cecilia again has doubled up to Tekema Herman. 74-37 on the baseline. Andy Method kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer of our Bryant. Barely draws iron. Offensive rebound by Gall. Gall shot, no good. Seely pulls down the rebound. He's going to dribble into the offensive zone. Kicks it on the baseline. Out for Gettert. Gettert for Stirrup. Pass for Ryan. Ryan backdoor. Good. Lays it up and in. Great ball movement there for St. Cecilia. And timeout to Tekema Herman. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's all Blue Hawks. And they're starting to dump the benches. Blue Hawks, 76. Tekema Herman, 37. We're back after this.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4600.
1230 KHAS.
Well, imagine you're driving a car. You can insert whatever brand you want to here, and the accelerator sticks, and you just can't seem to slow this thing down to a speed that you feel comfortable driving it. Well, that's the Tekema Herman today. This game has been played at a speed that they just simply cannot keep up with. Right now, Blue Hawks 76-37. Tekema Herman will get it in the lane here for Bryant. His turnaround jumper is good. Trevor Bryant will turn around, jumper up and good. And here comes St. Cecilia in the offensive zone. Simon Ostrander will get it to Philip Hamburger. Hamburger, right wing for Matt Kissinger. Matthew Kissinger with the drive. Now he's got it between the circles and resetting the offense. He'll get it off right side for Ryan Sheehy. And Sheehy now will hand the ball off for Ostrander. Ostrander looking for a cutter. That'll be a jumper here by Kissinger. It's no good. And the rebound by Trevor Bryant. Tekema Herman has their starters out there. St. Cecilia, not a one. Pass up ahead. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by Tekema Herman. Right in front of Tekema Herman head coach Stan Menkel. And I think he would have made a different call from, you know, what I just observed from this far sideline over here. Ostrander will bring it in the offensive zone. Consbrook, the only one that didn't touch the ball that last possession. And with it here is Kissinger. Kissinger double-teamed. He'll kick it out. And we're going to have a quick timeout here by Kevin Asher and St. Cecilia. With pressure being put on the ball, Asher calls the timeout to maintain the possession. This team leads at 76-39. Blue Hawks with the lead and the ball with 3:29 to go in the fourth, right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings would like to congratulate the St. Cecilia boys basketball team on making it to the state tournament. PTSR has been serving South Central Nebraska for over 17 years. Their experienced and caring staff provides the best rehab experience for all types of injuries or conditions. Convenient hours are available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and a free Saturday sports clinic is offered to area athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. Stop by 207 South Burlington or call 402-462-8824. You may also visit their website at ptsrhastings.com. Choose Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. Go Blue Hawks.
1230 KHAS.
Well, in that third quarter, St. Cecilia 10 of 14 from the field. They are shooting over 70% from the field in the game up to this point. Philip Hamburger will drive, and he'll score off of a low inbounds play. So Hamburger, a couple more points here for St. Cecilia. Leads it now. They double them up again. It is 78-39. In the lane, the pass to Trevor Bryant. Bryant, low floater, good. Bryant about the only one getting the scoring done here for Takema Herman. It's Bryant and Olsen that gets most of the scoring done throughout the course of the season for Takema Herman anyway. So here's going to be a three-pointer for Ostrander. It's no good. Bit of a rarity, a St. Cecilia miss. Olsen pulls down the rebound, and the ball is knocked out of bounds over there. Last touch by St. Cecilia, though, as the Blue Hawks continue to come with that pressure. And again, a very senior-laden team here for St. Cecilia, but these younger kids also like to play the exact same style of ball. It's a run-and-gun, pressure-the-ball kind of style. Olsen has it in the lane. He'll drive and is fouled, I believe, before the shot. I think the motion that the foul came before the shot, it did not fall anyway. They're going to say, well, that's one and one. That's now 17 fouls on St. Cecilia. So Olsen will go to the line for one and one. He is 5 of 7 from the line here in the game. And that number will improve as Anders Olsen hits the free throw. 12 points in the game here for Anders Olsen with 2:32 to go here in the rest of his season. Rebound by Consbruck. Consbruck lost the ball, and it's stolen away. The shot's up and good by Trevor Bryant. Bryant gets that loose ball and hits the shot. Kissinger will bring it in the offensive zone here. Has it between the circles for St. Cecilia. Pulls up from the free throw line. Bounce pass, stolen away. Tried to get it to Hamburger. Never got there as it was knocked loose. Olsen came up with it. And when they pass the ball up ahead, St. Cecilia turn the ball over themselves. So another turnover against Takema Herman. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, and nice round of applause for Anders Olsen, who comes out of the game. And that'll do it for the 6'7 senior, as he'll step off the court, I'm sure, for the last time in his high school career. Ostrander in the offensive zone gives it to Consbruck. Now back to Ostrander, who drives the lane. Driving shot by Kissinger. No good. Gets his own rebound. Fighting for the rebound again. It's rebounded by Sheehy, and then Sheehy is fouled. Ryan Sheehy brought his lunch bucket there, went to work, cleaned the glass, and now he'll shoot two. .148 to go here. Fourth quarter, 78-44. St. Cecilia with the lead over to Takema Herman. And we will talk with Kevin Asher in our postgame. Sheehy's free throw is good. So Ryan Sheehy, yet another Blue Hawk that scores here in the game. 8 Blue Hawks are in the book. Free throw by Sheehy, no good. And the rebound by Blake Boland, who checked in just a moment ago for Takema Herman. Driving is going to be Carls, Nate Carls, and Carls driving through as the ball knocked out of bounds. And now Nate Carls will inbound underneath the baseline. I think everybody that brought a jersey to the game has checked in at one point or another for these two teams. Bryant on the baseline, shot's no good. Loose ball picked up by Carls. He's underneath the basket, and it's tipped around. Last touch, I believe, by Chase Bassett. Bassett knocks down the inbounds, but it's picked up there by Derek Gall. Gall shot, no good. Rebounded by Carls. Carls has the ball knocked around. Consbruck comes up with it. Consbruck gets the ball up ahead here for Ostrander. Ostrander dribbling through traffic in the offensive zone. A lot of contact that the officials are letting go right now so he can get a little flow to the game. And it's a foul before the shot, but wow. Simon Ostrander drove the lane. Floater rolled around. It was good. That was a good-looking shot. Too bad he was fouled about two strides before he put it up. It'll be a one-and-one. Ostrander will go to the line and shoot a one-and-one. That is unfortunate because that was a nice play by Simon Ostrander. Free throw rattles around and is up and good. So St. Cecilia will play the winner of the Norfolk Catholic Grand Island Central Catholic game, which will be taking place here in just a little bit. And that game will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ostrander's free throw short. And the rebound is up ahead here for Derek Gall. Nine Bluehawks have scored here in the basketball game. Kyle Olson has it, gives it on the baseline, reverse layup. Too strong by Blake Bolin, and the rebound up ahead by Sheehy, and we're going to have a reach whistle on Nate Carls. And Carls just lays the ball down as he knocked the ball loose, committed the foul. He originally just set the ball down and walked away from it, and then he realized, you know, that probably wasn't one of the things coaches would like me to do here in front of all these nice people. So he does bring the ball up ahead. The one-and-one here for Ostrander is no good. And the rebound by Blake Bolin. So final minute of the game here, 80-44. St. Cecilia with the lead. Kamer Herman with the basketball. Bolin has it, picked up defensively by Sheehy. Nice job there. They get it to Olson, who kicks in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Gall. It's no good. Pulled out of there by Chase Bassett. Bassett will get the ball up ahead to Michael Hannon momentarily, and now they get it off for Ostrander. 28 seconds to go here. Ostrander has got the dribble. He's picked up defensively by Gall, and they'll get the ball dribbling around. It's going to be Michael Hannon. Hannon has it stolen away by Carls, and Carls lost the ball, pulled out of there by Hannon. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Takema Herman with 14.1 to go. Hot potato there for a little while. And the Takema Herman fans, the St. Cecilia fans, appreciating the effort that these young men have put out there. And we got one last timeout here for Takema Herman. They call a timeout with 14.1 to go here. Bluehawks lead at 80-44. We'll take it with them. We'll be back for the final 14 seconds right after this.
Everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings wishes the St. Cecilia and Adams Central teams good luck at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And good luck to the Hastings College teams at the national tournaments. Burt's continues its professional, friendly service. It's great service, including free delivery 6 days a week. And please use the convenient drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, everybody wants to rule the world, and right now the C1 basketball world ruled by St. Cecilia. They're up by 36 here in the final moments. Inbounded for Simon Ostrander. He's just going to dribble around with it. Gets in the offensive zone. Left wing to get it to Chase Bassett, and that's going to do it. There you go. Nice round of applause for St. Cecilia and a round of appreciation for the fans of Takema Herman. Takema Herman has their season come to an end. Their record will be 20-5 on the year. St. Cecilia now 23-1 with an 80-44 win over Takema Herman. They will advance to the state semifinals tomorrow. They'll take on the winner of Norfolk Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. That game coming up for you here in just a few moments. So St. Cecilia picks up the win, and I'm trying to find my bracket, which should be right in front of me, and I just can't seem to find it. I'll find it in the third place I look. Tomorrow's semifinal will be at 10:45 a.m. from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, and we'll have that game for you right here on KHAS. Once again, your final, 80-44, St. Cecilia over Takema Herman. We're going to take a break. We'll take a look at the individual team numbers and talk with Coach Asher from St. Cecilia as we begin our postgame show right after this.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386. 461-0386. Take advantage of the low price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vorderstrass. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center as St. Cecilia advances to the state semifinals tomorrow with an 80-44 win over Takema Herman. Again, they will be playing the second semifinal tomorrow. It will be a Chandron and Minden in the first semifinal over at the Devaney Center. That will begin at 9 a.m. After that, scheduled for a 10:45 tip-off will be St. Cecilia taking on either Norfolk Catholic or Grand Island Central Catholic. Those two teams are about 35 minutes away from, they're about 25 minutes away from the start of that ball game here at the Pershing Center. And that game, by the way, will be heard on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So once again, Takema Herman, they end their season here at 20-5, falling to St. Cecilia. The individual numbers for Takema Herman looking like this. Half the points today for Takema Herman scored by Trevor Bryant. Bryant with 22 points unofficially. So a great effort tonight for Bryant, as the 6'4 sophomore certainly proving to be one of the better players here in the Class C1 tournament. So Bryant finished with 22, Anders Olsen with 12. Then they had 5 points for Jake Bryant. Christian Andrew hit a three-pointer. He had 3 points. And Tyler Panko, 2 points in the game. And once again, at halftime, it was a comfortable lead for St. Cecilia, 46-20, and they win it 80-44. We'll take a look at the numbers for St. Cecilia and hopefully talk with Coach Asher when we come back after this.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to save money and save the planet during National Karastan Month. Shop now for Karastan's incredibly soft, easy care, and eco-friendly smart strand carpets. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $500 cash back when you purchase select Karastan smart strand Serona styles. Visit Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in downtown Hastings or Kearney and start saving money and the planet with Karastan Smart Strand Carpet. Jacoby Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care, corner of 3rd and Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
We have a couple of finals for you. Obviously, the one we care about the most would be St. Cecilia 80-44 over Takema Herman. In Class C2, it is a final. Axtell with a comfortable win over Dundee County Stratton, 73-45. At last report, Norfolk leading Grand Island by 26 in the fourth quarter. So Norfolk in pretty good shape there as well. And the last we heard, Overton and Randolph were in a tight one over at Lincoln Northeast High School. Overton had a three-point lead in the fourth quarter. If we get an update on that, we will be sure to pass that on to you. In fact, we should be getting an update here in just a few moments. Let's check the numbers here for St. Cecilia. Leading the way was Bo Schwenke. Schwenke with 22 points on the afternoon, 17 for Dalton Seeley, 16 for Zach Stirrup. So three players for St. Cecilia in double figures here today. And also we had Stirrup with six rebounds in the game. And leading rebounder here for St. Cecilia unofficially was Paul Gettert. We had Gettert with seven. So again, 22 points for Schwenke, 16 for Stirrup, 17 for Seeley, 6 points for Joe Ryan. Gettert, as we mentioned, 7 rebounds to go with his 6 points. Off the bench, Matt Kissinger finished with 5. Simon Ostrander with 1 late in the game. Philip Hamburger had 6 points this afternoon. And Ryan Sheehy, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point here in the basketball game. So once again, your final, it was St. Cecilia 80-44 over Takema Herman. We're going to step away. When we come back, we have all the finals from our 2 o'clock session. We'll go through all four classes in action here at 2 o'clock. We'll check those scores and talk with Coach Asher when we continue our postgame show right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill is Hastings' biggest and most exciting sports bar. Join your friends for daily drink and food specials. They're open 7 days a week and offer a full menu of steaks, seafood, sandwiches, pizza, charburgers, wraps, and salads. Enjoy high payout Keno and watch your favorite team on the most HD TVs in town. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
Frequently, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home receives positive comments from local families, even letters of appreciation. And Mike and son John Butler and their caring professionals know how to make the difference. Their sensitivity to people and their attention to detail helps create a seamless flow and a celebration of life. They offer the full range of funeral choices with the full service advantage. Pre-arrange with us today.
Livingston Butler Vaughan. Your need is greatest.
1230 KHAS.
back here to the Pershing Center. Once again, our final, it was St. Cecilia with an 80-44 win over Takema Herman. And let's get you up, caught up with all the other scores for you as well. Norfolk with a 69-44 win over Grand Island. Again, about the same margin of victory here for St. Cecilia over Takema Herman, who won their game 80-44. So 69-44 Norfolk over Grand Island in Class A. In Class D1, Overton 55, Randolph 45, and it was Axtell with a 73-45 win over Dundee County Stratton. So congratulations to the Wildcats making it into the state semifinals as well as Overton and Norfolk, the team that a lot of people think is somewhat of a shoe-in to win Class A, but that's never a shoe-in. And let's take a look at the team scores, the team results for you here, the statistics here between St. Cecilia and Takema Herman. Obviously, the most important one is the final score, St. Cecilia 80-44 over Takema Herman. Shooting in the game, St. Cecilia 31-56 from the field. They shot 55% compared to 37% for Takema Herman. It was 38 team rebounds here for St. Cecilia compared to 21 for Takema Herman, so a margin of 17 rebounds. Also, 16 turnovers whistled against Takema Herman, 10 against St. Cecilia, many of those coming late in the game, and 12 steals for St. Cecilia compared to only 4 for Takema Herman. 22% from behind the arc for Takema Herman, 63% for St. Cecilia. They were 5 of 8 from behind the stripe. Free throws, 13 of 22 for St. Cecilia, 59% compared to 7 of 14 here for Takema Herman, and 4 blocks for St. Cecilia, 2 for Takema Herman. Joining us now to talk about the game is a very happy coach, Kevin Asher. First of all, Coach, congratulations. Nice win.
Well, thank you. I thought our kids come out and played really well.
I thought that first quarter you really set the tone, and I thought played the game at a pace that really Takema Herman wasn't as comfortable playing.
Probably, and that was mostly our game plan. We knew Takema was really good. If you just let them bring the ball down easily and get into a half court with that size and length, they're going to be able to put the ball in the hole. We needed to stretch it out with our defense, and hopefully get a few conversion baskets here and there, because of the fact that we just didn't want to go 5-on-5. Any team doesn't want to do that. Their ball handling is maybe a question mark for them, and that was definitely what we wanted to do. We watched enough film to just see them pass the ball up the floor continuously, and we did not want to allow that. So I guess our kids did a great job.
And by pressuring the ball, you did force 8 steals, and I think you ended up with about 14 points off of those steals when you guys got the ball.
Yeah, our kids are pretty athletic, and they get a steal, and they really want to convert it into points. We work a lot on just getting a steal in practice. This last 8 days, just getting a steal, because we haven't done a lot of full court pressure man to man. I mean, we always play man to man at 2/3 of the court, 3/4 of the court, but we don't have all 5 guys having to deny him. If you noticed out there, Zach Stirrup was even up, clear up 45, 50 feet out there denying that middle pass. And anytime you play a team like Takema, a good team, it's just the fact that their athletes weren't geared for that speed, and we definitely had them in the foot speed category.
They tried to bring Olsen out there to have that as a relief valve, and Stirrup really took that away from them. They just didn't really have a good answer for that.
No, they didn't. And, as good a team as they have, they're probably needing that one table setter. And every team, if you're lacking a point guard that can get you into stuff, it really hurts you. And we noticed their point guard did an efficient job all year long, but we thought maybe we could deny some passes that he usually gets. And, whether that frustrated him or not, it got some steals for us and put us on the scoreboard.
There's a lot of talk about the three-peat, that sort of thing. As you get closer, is there more pressure, or are you just feeling a little bit more comfortable because you're back in the groove? I mean, this is a very veteran ball club.
Yeah, it is. It is. And our kids are laid back. They're the type that I don't think even they've thought about winning 3. They just want to win this year. And, I'm sure in the back of their mind somebody, and they've read enough papers that it's out there. But, as far as them thinking pressure, oh man, we have to do this or we have to do that, I think they're just loose enough group, and it's not like they're a group the messing around type. They just don't think about that type of stuff. They just really are focused in on what you need to be, and I guess I'm just luckier than heck to have that as a coach.
Well, I think there's pretty good evidence of that with the fast start that you had today. This is a tough building to shoot in generally, but I didn't see any indication of that at all here today.
No, and we've been very fortunate. You know, we played in the Heartland Event Center twice and shot our best percentages there. We shot well last year at state in two out of our three games. You know, I don't know whether that has to do with working out a little bit at Hastings College, whether it just has to. I think today was just definitely the fact that we've been here. You know, that experience. Dalton Silley's a three-year starter. Bo Schwink has been here twice. Paul Gettert, Joe Ryan, Zach Stirrup's played in a ton of big arenas. And whether or not, I don't think they looked around and, you know, saw the size of the arena. They just went out and played. So, you know, give them credit because they did that. And then you got to give our bench a lot of credit today, too, because I thought our guys came off the bench and we did not drop off. We actually had, you know, a quicker step, you know. And any time you can do that, you know, we got them a little bit of foul trouble. And once the game kind of got out of hand, our younger guys finished it off.
They did a nice job as well. What's the procedure now? Do you watch the next game or you step away from basketball a little bit? What do you do?
We definitely got to watch this next game. I know this is going to be a Super Bowl game, and, you know, there's no way I could pick a winner or anything like that. But we definitely want to see what we're going to go up against tomorrow. We, you know, we're very familiar with Grand Island Central Catholic, and just through watching film of the Norfolk Catholic Knights, you know, they're just a very, very good basketball team that nobody said a lot about this year. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Nice win today, 80-44 over Takema Herman. Appreciate it,
Coach. All right, thanks a lot, Randy. Thanks for coverage.
All right, that's Kevin Asher, head coach of St. Cecilia. We'll take one last break. We're back after this.
It's not too early to be thinking about spring lawns, and Jeans Repair and Sales in Hastings wants to tell you about the new standard in zero-turn mowers, the Hustler Sport. With a price of $3,099 and low monthly payments available for qualified buyers, the Hustler Sport is the most productive, toughest-built mower ever offered for the homeowner. It may well be the last mower you'll ever need. Call 462-8757 or stop at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings, and test drive the Hustler Sport today.
Now's the time to ensure your spring-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center, as it was St. Cecilia rolling over Takema Herman, 80-44. Nice win today. Great effort. They looked awfully good, did the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Next up for them, we have three of the four semifinalists set. Shadron will take on Minden tomorrow at 9 a.m., and then St. Cecilia will take on the winner of the Norfolk Catholic Grand Island Central Catholic game, which will start in about 10 to 12 minutes here at the Pershing Center. And again, that game will be on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. The other 2 o'clock games for you in Class A, it was Grand Island falling to Norfolk. It was the Panthers with a 69-44 win over the Islanders. It was Overton coming from behind and then outdistancing Randolph 55-45, and Axtell had no problem in Class C2 against Dundee County Stratton, a final in that game of 73-45. Later tonight, here on KHAS, coverage of Hastings College Broncos as they're in the national tournament in Branson, Missouri. And again, you may want to drink some coffee or take a nap. Either way you want to do it, that game won't begin until after 9 o'clock. Coverage after 9 right here on KHAS. Once again, our final, St. Cecilia 80-44 over Takema Herman. And we'll have coverage of that other semifinal for you tomorrow. St. Cecilia will be taking on the winner of Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic tomorrow morning at 10:45 over at the Sports Center. And, of course, we'll have coverage for you right here on KHAS. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks for joining us. We'll send it back to the studios. Good afternoon, everybody.